Experience Grand Rapids invites you, if you're a local artist, submit your entries for the Art Outdoor Billboard campaign. The Urban Institute of Contemporary Art will be a major partner in the campaign this year. Janet Korn, CTA, an ambassador you are, Senior Vice President with Experience Grand Rapids. You earned that pin, didn't you?
I did earn that pin.
Yeah, I've got to do that sometime. There we are. Appreciate you, Janet, and what Experience Grand Rapids does. So we certainly could have a lot to talk about, but first of all, let's zone right in on what you are asking from our local artists.
Well, we're asking local artists to consider joining us in marketing Grand Rapids this summer. So we have five billboards across the state of Michigan secured for this project for August and September, and we're inviting local artists to submit art for those billboards. And we ask that those artists make those submissions to us by April 13th. So they have actually almost like 6 weeks to get those into us. And this year we're partnering with the Urban Institute of Contemporary Arts. And one of the benefits of that partnership for us is that they have this amazing submission software. So if you go to our website, you'll be able to actually click right into that, and the artists can just register and then submit their art into the project digitally that way.
Let's stay with the big picture and then zone in on more specifics. You mentioned this is a way to spread the word about West Michigan, Michigan, and more. What will we see come August and September?
We'll see billboards that promote Grand Rapids as a cool city with hot art. And the visual for those billboards will include the art submitted by five artists that are selected from the submissions, obviously.
So somewhat of a recommendation to follow that theme?
Yes. Well,
not everyone needs to have fire in their submission, right?
No. I think it's more the tagline is there as a way of kind of bringing the four or the five billboards together under one kind of message. What we're doing is we're inviting local artists to help us reach out to people who are fans of art to encourage them to come to Grand Rapids in August and September and throughout the whole year for our art experiences here. We think the timing's really great. Art Prize starts in September. August is a wonderful travel month still, and we have amazing art experiences at Meyer Gardens and at UICA and also at Graham. And then also our performing art schedules all start sort of in September. So it's a really nice way to say, hey, art people, art fans out there, look to Grand Rapids and explore what the things are that you can experience here.
You're asking for local artists. Can anyone be a local artist?
Yes.
Yeah. So submit your talents, correct?
Submit your visual, so to speak. It is a visual art. So submit your ideas, and we'll be selecting them in the month of May.
Does your staff, are you on the selection committee?
Actually, no. We have a wonderful committee of people that helped us last year, and we've really invited a couple of new voices into that conversation, but very representative of our art community from the gallery's perspective, the museum perspective, and also the educational sector.
More on the specifics, Janet Korn. It is free to enter.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, give me the website on how the submissions can be sent.
Everything is on our website, experiencegr.com, Art Outdoor. So you can either search for Art Outdoor on our site or just type in experiencegr.com/Art Outdoor.
Applicants must be over the age of 18 with ties to Grand Rapids. Tell me about this.
We're asking them to tell us what their connection is. So the goal is that someone that maybe went to art school in Grand Rapids, someone who grew up in Grand Rapids, someone who currently resides in Grand Rapids, someone whose work normally depicts Grand Rapids, to explain their connection to our community.
This could be fodder for art students that are over 18.
Art students, artists.
Cool. And I trust you would like original art.
Yes.
Yeah. original art, and if I can fill in the blank, that showcases the artist's own interpretation of Grand Rapids. We all have our own interpretation, and obviously we need it to be positive.
Yes, we would. that would be what we do, is we try to tell the positive story to encourage people to come here.
Yeah. And the deadline, as you mentioned, April 13th, is that a midnight thing or a 5 o'clock? Or for the procrastinators, what are you asking for?
I think as long as it's in on April 13th, it would be fine. I don't anticipate us turning it off at 5, but I think it could be midnight.
Janet Gordon with us, Senior Vice President with Experience Grand Rapids. Get your entry in. The Art Outdoor Campaign is entering its second year. And was the first year a success, Janet?
It was. We had well over 24 artists enter. And actually, our website has a couple quotes from artists that participated last year. It was really fun to watch the five individuals and to meet those five individuals and really for them to experience what it was like to have their work get the kind of publicity that they got by having it on the billboards. We also wrote a story about each of those artists and published that on our website and our blog. And then we also had merchandise that featured their art that we sold on the GrandRapidsStore.com online store that we have on our website as well.
There would be an opportunity. If you don't enter, you don't win. What else, Janet, is happening with Experience GR? Are we all done with the Cool Eats?
Cool Brews and Hot Eats wrapped up on Sunday.
Yeah.
And all indications are that it was a successful experience. And, we're reaching out to the restaurants. We had 50-plus restaurants and breweries that participated. And we're getting ready for Laugh Fest. And the butterflies started fluttering around Meyer Gardens officially today. It's a March and April thing. Yeah. So lots of reasons to travel Grand Rapids.
Great. You bet. Four seasons. Enjoy the snow because this too will disappear. It's beautiful outside. Janet Korn, details one more time, please.
ExperienceGR.com/art outdoor. For more information about how artists in the area can enter to be a part of our billboard project.
Thanks to you and yours. We'll speak again on behalf of the many happenings with Experience Grand Rapids. Take care, Janet Korn.
Thank you. Have a great day.